Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm Jackie, your friendly finance enthusiast, and with me is the ever-brilliant Kira. How are you doing today, Kira?
I'm doing great, Jackie. Excited to dive into Alphabet's Q2 2024 earnings call. There's a lot to unpack, especially with all the AI advancements and financial highlights.
Absolutely. Let's start with Sundar Pichai's opening remarks. He seemed pretty pumped about their AI initiatives, right?
Yes, Sundar highlighted that their AI infrastructure and generative AI solutions for cloud customers have already generated billions in revenues and are being used by more than 2 million developers. That's a significant milestone.
Wow, 2 million developers. That's like the population of a small country. And he mentioned something about AI overviews in search. Can you break that down for our listeners?
Sure, AI overviews are essentially enhanced search results powered by AI. They provide more comprehensive answers to complex queries. Sundar mentioned that these overviews are seeing higher engagement, especially among younger users aged 18 to 24.
So it's like having a super smart assistant that gives you detailed answers instead of just a list of links. That's pretty cool. And it seems like it's not just about search. Sundar also talked about AI in Google Cloud. What's happening there?
Google Cloud reached a major milestone with quarterly revenues crossing the $10 billion mark for the first time and over $1 billion in quarterly operating profit. Their AI infrastructure is a big part of this success, providing cost-effective solutions for AI startups and high-performance computing applications.
That's impressive. And they have this thing called Gemini, right? What's that all about?
Gemini is a family of AI models that come in four sizes, each designed for specific use cases. It's versatile and runs efficiently on everything from data centers to devices. Sundar mentioned that Gemini is making Google's own products better, powering features in Search, Workspace, Google Messages, and more.
So Gemini is like the Swiss Army knife of AI models. It can do a bit of everything. And speaking of versatility, Sundar also touched on YouTube. What's new there?
YouTube continues to be a strong performer. It remains the number one in U.S. streaming watch time, according to Nielsen. They are also making it easier for creators to add captions and turn regular videos into shorts, which are short-form videos similar to TikTok.
Shorts are really popular, and it's great to see YouTube adapting to new trends. But let's not forget about the financials. Ruth Porat, the CFO, had some interesting points. What stood out to you, Kira?
Ruth highlighted that Alphabet's consolidated revenues were $84.7 billion, up 14% year over year. Search remained the largest contributor to revenue growth, and YouTube ads revenues were up 13% year over year.
That's solid growth. And she also mentioned something about their operating margin. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Sure. Operating margin is essentially the percentage of revenue that remains after covering operating expenses. Alphabet's operating margin was 32%, which is quite healthy. It indicates that the company is managing its costs effectively while still growing its revenue.
Got it. And it seems like they're also making some smart investments in their technical infrastructure. Sundar mentioned something about TPUs and NVIDIA's new platform. What's the scoop there?
TPUs, or Tensor Processing Units, are custom AI accelerators designed by Google. Sundar mentioned that their latest TPU, Trillium, is their best performing and most energy efficient yet. They also announced that the latest NVIDIA Blackwell platform will be coming to Google Cloud in early 2025.
So they're really doubling down on AI hardware. That's going to be a game changer. And before we wrap up, let's not forget about Waymo. Sundar seemed pretty excited about their progress.
Yes, Waymo, Alphabet's autonomous driving unit, has served more than 2 million trips and driven over 20 million fully autonomous miles on public roads. They are now delivering over 50,000 weekly paid public rides, primarily in San Francisco and Phoenix.
That's incredible. Autonomous driving is definitely the future. Well, folks, that's a wrap for this segment. We've covered a lot of ground today, from AI advancements to financial highlights and even autonomous driving. Now, we are taking a short break to hear about Zeed. Stay tuned.
You know, if you're really vibing with the insights shared on this podcast, you should check out Zeed. It's an awesome app that puts a ton of investing content at your fingertips. Videos from elite asset managers, AI-driven market analysis, and AI portfolio guidance. It basically supercharges your ability to stay in the know on all things trading and investing. Zeed is totally free on iOS and Android, so definitely download it after this episode.
All right, we're back. Let's dive deeper into some of the more intriguing parts of the earnings call. Kira, what caught your attention in the Q&A session?
There were some great questions from analysts. One that stood out was about the adoption of AI in the enterprise sector. Sundar mentioned that while there are many models converging on base capabilities, the next wave will be about building solutions on top of these models.
Right, and he also talked about how AI is being used to improve customer service and coding. It's fascinating to see how these technologies are being integrated into everyday business operations.
Absolutely. Sundar emphasized that AI is not just about cost savings, but also about enhancing the overall customer experience and driving revenue growth. For example, AI can help improve conversion rates and increase basket sizes for e-commerce players.
So it's like a double whammy. Cutting costs and boosting revenue, that's a win-win. And speaking of wins, Ruth Porat had some interesting insights on their cost-saving measures. What did she say?
Ruth talked about their ongoing efforts to durably re-engineer their cost base. This includes product and process prioritization, organizational efficiency, and optimizing their real estate portfolio. She mentioned that headcount is down year on year, reflecting these efficiency efforts.
It's impressive how they're managing to cut costs while still investing heavily in AI and other technologies. And let's not forget about their technical infrastructure. Sundar mentioned some exciting developments there.
Yes, Sundar highlighted their investment in TPUs and the upcoming NVIDIA Blackwell platform. These advancements are crucial for supporting their AI initiatives and ensuring they stay ahead in the tech race.
And it's not just about the hardware. Sundar also mentioned that they're using AI to improve their own internal processes like coding and customer service. It's like they're eating their own dog food, so to speak.
Exactly. By using their own AI tools internally, they're not only improving efficiency, but also gaining valuable insights that can be applied to their products and services.
It's a virtuous cycle. And speaking of cycles, let's talk about Waymo. Sundar seemed really excited about their progress in autonomous driving.
Waymo is making significant strides. They've served over 2 million trips and driven more than 20 million fully autonomous miles. They're also delivering over 50,000 weekly paid public rides, primarily in San Francisco and Phoenix.
That's mind-blowing. Autonomous driving is definitely the future, and Waymo seems to be leading the charge. But let's switch gears a bit. There was a question about the deprecation of cookies in Chrome. What did Sundar say about that?
Sundar explained that while they're committed to improving privacy, they believe user choice is the best path forward for third-party cookies. They'll continue to invest in privacy-enhancing technologies while giving users more control.
It's a delicate balance between privacy and functionality. And speaking of balance, there was an interesting question about the growth rates of search and YouTube. What did Ruth and Philip have to say about that?
Ruth noted that search revenues reflected broad-based growth across verticals, led by retail and financial services. Philip added that while YouTube is seeing strong growth, especially in brand advertising, the year-on-year comparison is tougher due to the ramp in APAC-based retailers last year.
So it's not that YouTube is slowing down, it's just that search had an exceptionally strong quarter. And Philip also mentioned some exciting developments in YouTube shopping. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. YouTube is rolling out several product updates to enhance shopping experiences. This includes product tagging, product collections, and a new affiliate hub for creators. These features are designed to help creators sell products directly to their viewers.
That's a smart move. Shopping-related videos are hugely popular, and these updates will make it easier for creators to monetize their content. And before we wrap up, let's touch on the AI CapEx question. What did Sundar have to say about their investments in AI infrastructure?
Sundar emphasized that investing in AI infrastructure is crucial for staying ahead in the tech race. He mentioned that the risk of underinvesting is greater than the risk of overinvesting. Even if they end up overinvesting, the infrastructure will still be useful in the long run.
It's all about playing the long game. Well, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode. We've covered a lot of ground, from AI advancements and financial highlights to autonomous driving and privacy concerns. Thanks for tuning in to Exposed Earnings.
And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and bring you more insightful content. Until next time, happy investing.
This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.